在上面的弟兄姐妹
like Justin and Jake.
Justin and Jake.
It looks like they're famous or something. Just up there.
他们好像在楼上很出名哦。
I know you already have a question in your mind.
我知道在你可能在你心中有一个问题。
What's this?
到底这个胡子是怎么一回事？
Many years, not many, several years ago, someone, I don't know who, started something called No Shave November.
在几年前不晓得是谁发起的，在十一月的时候不刮胡子。
Right, so November, you're not supposed to shave.
所以在十一月你不应该刮胡子。
And I'm assuming just for men.
我假设只是对弟兄来说。
And today, these days, it's supposed to raise awareness for different forms of cancer that men might have, like prostate cancer.
所以现在其实就是为了要提醒人在男在弟兄身上各样的癌症。
But it's just something fun to do. So this has been 24 days.
所以这其实蛮好玩的，这已经是24天了。
Although I know for some of you, this is how much you get in 24 hours.
我知道有些人可能是24小时之内就会长到这么多。
Especially some Americans, I think.
就是我想是美国人大概会这个样。
Let's open up in a word of prayer.
让我们先有些祷告。
Dear Lord, thank you for this time to be together.
亲爱的主，感谢你让我们再一次的聚集在一起。
Thank you that we can look into your word.
感谢你，我们可以再一次的查考你的话。
Lord, I pray that our minds and our hearts would be open.
我们向你祈求，我们的心跟我们的眼都打开着。
To receive your word and your spirit, which is here with us today.
去领受你的话，然后你的圣灵也在我们中间运行。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们靠主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Today we're going to look in the book of Acts, so you can turn there in your Bible.
我们今天要看《使徒行传》，所以请你先翻到《使徒行传》。
And we'll look at a few chapters from the beginning of Acts.
我们要在《使徒行传》前面的几章来看。
And if you look at your bulletin, it says Acts chapters 1 and 2, but I'll talk about a few things between chapters 1 and 4. We won't read everything, of course, but we'll look at a few passages between Acts chapter 1 and 4.
程序单上面登的是《使徒行传》第一章、第二章，不过我只要提出几个重点在第二章跟第四章中间。
So the title this morning is Lessons from the Early Church.
今天早上我的信息的题目是从早期的教会学功课。
So what is the church?
到底教会是什么？
Or when you think of the word church, or when you hear the word church, what do you think about?
当你看到或听到教会，你是怎么想的？
I know that some speakers like to sound fancy by using the Greek word, so I'm going to do that.
所以有的讲员喜欢用一些很好的字眼，像用希腊文来解释，所以我现在也要。
The Greek word that's often used is ekklesia. This Greek word, ekklesia.
希腊文是 ekklesia.
And that's often translated as the word church.
所以常常就是翻译成教会。
And it's used over 100 times in the New Testament.
在新约中用了差不多超过100多次。
But it really refers to a gathering or an assembly of people.
事实上，它的意思就是说，一群的人聚集在一起。
Literally, it means called out or called forth for something.
意思就是说，我们来召集。
Actually, some scholars they don't like how the word is translated as church.
有些学者不喜欢用教会来做成翻译。
Because when you think of church, you think of perhaps Sunday morning.
因为想到教会，好像就好像主日的早晨。
Or you think of a building.
好像一个建筑物。
But some people say, oh, that's very misleading because it's actually much more than that.
所以有人觉得那是一个错误的带领，应该因为教会其实有更深的意义。
So today we're going to talk about and look at examples in the early church.
所以我们今天要在早期的教会来看。
And of course, in many ways, they were different from what we are today.
当然，与我们现在的教会有许多的不同。
So when they first started, they were just a group of believers.
当他们刚开始的时候，就是一群信徒。
And they did not have a lot of things like buildings or a lot of land.
他们也没有像我们现在有这个教堂。
Of course, there was no electricity or computers or the internet.
当然是也没有电脑或者是
上网。
上网，网络。
They could not record the messages.
他们不能把那个信息能够存留下来。
So it was very different from what we see today.
所以对我们跟我们现在比起来是很有许多的不同。
So this concept of church must be talking about something else then.
所以教会实在是代表了不同的意义。
So instead, we will focus on the body of believers.
我们现在所以要注视在的是我们这个信徒的这个信徒身上。
Any gathering or group of people united for a goal, united for some mission.
我们一群人聚集在一起，为了是有一个宗旨。
And by looking at what the believers were like about 2,000 years ago.
当我们看到两千年前这些信徒是怎么样的
，We can still learn a lot for our church today.
我们现在也可以从他们身上来学一个功课。
And they had many challenges back then.
他们在那个时候有许多的挑战。
And it's true that churches today and our church also has many challenges and perhaps problems.
今天现在的教会也同样的面临许多的挑战和问题。
But to move forward and to be a strong body of believers, we can follow some of these principles laid out in Acts.
为了我们能够再往前更好，所以我们希望能够从使徒行传来学我们可以学到的功课。
Okay, so the first thing we're actually going to start, and I apologize, we're going to start with point B.
我们要从第二点开始。
And that is meeting together.
就是我们相聚在一起。
Or having fellowship.
我们有一些交通。
So let's look. We're kind of going to go backwards. We'll look at Acts chapter 4.
我们先看看《使徒行传》第四章。
Acts chapter 4, starting at verse 32.
32节。
Acts 4:32, and I'll just read it in English. All the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they shared everything they had. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and much grace was upon them all. There were no needy persons among them. From time to time, those who owned lands or houses sold them, brought the money from the sales, and put it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to anyone as he had need.
《使徒行传》第四章32节到35节，那有许多信的人都是一心一意的，没有一人说他的东西有一样是自己的，都是大家公用。使徒大有能力见证主耶稣复活，众人也都蒙大恩，内中也没有一个缺乏的，因为人人将田产房屋都卖了，把所卖的价银拿来放在使徒脚前，照个人所需的分给个人。
I'll also look at a very similar passage, Acts chapter 2.
我们再回到第二章。
Starting at verse 42, this is a well-known passage when talking about the early church.
在42节，这是非常有名的一段经文，讲到教会初期的光景。
And you can read that whole passage. I'll just read 42 and 44.
我们只念42节跟44节。
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. All the believers were together and had everything in common.
42节，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接薄饼，祈祷。44节，众人都惧怕。44节，信的人都在一处，凡物公用。
So we can see that early believers, one thing they did, one thing that's key of the church is they met together.
我们只看到教会初期信徒都聚在一起。
The Bible talks a lot about meeting together and not giving up meeting together.
圣经说到他们聚在一起，他们没有放弃任何东西。
And you can see it was more than just meeting together. They shared everything.
你也看到他们不仅仅是只是聚集在一起，他们也彼此分享他们的。
They shared their lives, their homes, their possessions.
他们分享他们的生命、他们的房子、他们的财产。
And one thing about the church or this ecclesia is that we must gather together.
所以对教会来说，我们必须要都聚集在一起。
And I think, for the most part, our church and the churches in America today, especially our church, I'll just talk about ourselves. I think we're doing a pretty good job of that.
我想我们现在的教会也是朝着这个方向做。
But remember, it's more than just meeting on Sunday. It's all the other things you do together.
当然不是光只在主日的早晨聚在一起，还有别的事情，我们也都是。
I think about my brother Jonas.
我的弟兄 Jonas.
And a long time ago, I asked him, "Oh, what made him become a Christian?"
我问过他，他为什么会成为基督徒
？And he said before he was a believer, this was about 10 years ago.
大概十年前，他是这么说的。
He said that many of the brothers and sisters at the church were very kind.To his family, who was just here for the first time.
他第一次还没有成为主的信徒的时候，他说许多的弟兄姐妹对他的一家人都有着爱心。
Visiting them and bringing them food and dinner.
常常探望他们，带食物给他们，跟他们一起交通。
And he was very touched by that, and the Lord moved in his heart.
他非常为了弟兄姐妹的爱心非常受感动。
Or I think about some of the students from Stevens Tech.
我想到许许多多的学生从Stevens 工学院出。
And just asking them, they have a very similar story.
如果你们问他们，他们大概也有非常相似的经历。
I remember talking to Lewis.
我记得跟思路说。
And I said, when you were in China, did you ever go to church? And no.
我问其中一位，他说，我问他在。在国内有到教会去吗？他说没有。
Do you have any Christian friends? No.
你有接触过基督徒朋友吗？没有。
Did you hear any Christian things? No.
你听过基督徒的一切事情吗？没有。
So I was very curious. Well, then what made you start coming to church or here in America?
所以我很好奇，到底是什么原因让他们吸引他们到教会？
And it was a very similar answer. He saw the care and the love of the Christians around him, and he.Was hooked and God moved in his heart.
所以非常跟 Jonas 非常相似的，就是也是看到弟兄姐妹对他们的爱心的摆上，他主转化他的心，让他愿意来到教会。
And many of you have gotten to know some of these students from Stevens Tech.
在座的许多你也对Steven 的学生。
And many were baptized last week.
有许多学生上个星期也受浸归入主的名
下。And I know a lot of you are involved with that ministry.
我也知道在座的弟兄姐妹有许多在他们的团契中有服侍。
And I think this is a great example of fellowship.
所以我认为这是一个非常好的见证。
I remember when our brother Douglas was talking to me about this over a year ago.
我记得大刚弟兄一年前对我说过。
It's like there's a group of students and we're going to go down there and we don't know what's going to happen. We're just trying to meet them.
他跟我提说，一年前我们要到有这么一群学生，我们要到他的学校去，我们也不知道会发生什么事情。
And I don't think that we ever thought that dozens and dozens of them would come here and be faithful, all the time coming here and get baptized. I don't think we thought that would happen.
我们那个时候一点都没想到会有一批一批的学生会来到教会，一批一批的学生现在也归入主的名下。
But I think recently it's been a very exciting.Addition to our congregation and definitely an example of this fellowship.
这对我们来说真的是一个很兴奋的事情，也真的是一个对这个早期教会这个相聚在一起最好的见证。
So I definitely give thanks to the Lord and praise the Lord for everyone's prayers in that and for everyone's hard work in that.
我们感谢主，因为主的爱这样吸引，让我们能够在这服事上有份。
And remember, when we fellowship together, it's not just hard work, but also a lot of fun.
当然，我相信我们彼此相交，并不是只是工作，我们也有很多好玩的事情。
And I know Pastor David has had a lot of fun with them, driving them to Pennsylvania and to New York.
我知道大卫弟兄也带着他们在这周遭的周遭的地方。
And he told me a story. He was even afraid that maybe a police officer would pull them over and ask, "Why are you?" With four Chinese students.
他跟我提到说，他其实有点担心，他说怕说可能警察会把他拦下来，说为什么一个美国人带着四个中国人。
But it's been a wonderful, just couple of months.
可是这真的是这几个月来，实在是一个很喜乐的日子。
And we're going to do something a little different. And I hope you just bear with me for this.
我们现在做一些不太一样的事情。
So in going with this theme of fellowship.
所以我们来想想这个相交。
What I want you to do in one moment, I'm going to give you a few minutes, and we kind of do this upstairs. And we have a lot of people, that's okay. What I want you to do is get up, and I want you to move around a little bit and meet two people that you don't know.
我想现在请大家都站起来，
one second,
走一走，然后希望你能够找两个人你从来没有交谈过的。
Okay, and you can keep it simple. Just tell them your name and maybe where you live, or if you're a student or where you're working.
其实希望你能够彼此介绍一下你叫什么名字你住在哪里你是学生还是你是工作的人
This is also your chance to practice a different language
当然这也是这个利用这个机会让你说别中文或英文
Okay, so let's take 4 minutes try to meet two people that you don't know Go ahead
4分钟希望你能够遇到与两个人有所交谈
Okay, one more minute, 1 minute, 1分钟,还有1分钟。Okay, that's good. You can go back to your seat.
弟兄姐妹，请能回到你们的位置上。弟兄姐妹，请回到位置上。
Okay, thank you for participating in that activity.
谢谢你们大家参与。
But I really hope you met somebody new.
我希望你都有你有跟新的有认识新的朋友。
Maybe someone who lives in your town.
可能有些人是跟你住在同一个城镇。
Maybe someone who's related to someone you know.
可能有些人是跟你认识的人有关系。
And one thing I remember my brother Gerald always told me about the church.
我记得我的弟兄Gerald 常常告诉我关于教会。
Because we were Christians in college, and in college everyone's basically the same.
我们在大学的时候，我们都是基督徒，在大学里头的基督徒大概都非常相似。
But he said one thing about church is that it simulates life because you have babies, you have grandparents, everyone in between, and we're all together.
可是，在教会里头的生活是像我们人生一样，有婴儿，有大人，有青年人。
So I think that was great, just getting to know some new people.
所以我想，刚刚我们真是很好。
And I hope that will continue.
我希望能够继续。
Okay, so let's look at the next point. We'll go to point A now. Know your biblical history.
我们现在回到第一点，知道圣经的历史。
So in Acts chapter 2 and 3,
使徒行传第二章跟第三章
focuses on Peter and some of the things that Peter did.
说到彼得的, 事工,
so they were the believers were there together there in Israel and they were just getting started.
信徒们都聚集在耶路撒冷，他们刚刚开始教会初期教会的工作.
And there was a crowd of people there already.
已经有一群人.
And Peter speaking to them.
所以彼得向他们说话.
And I'm sure he didn't go to any seminary.
He
didn't really have much training in giving a sermon.
他其实对,
so what he did was he just spoke what he knew. He spoke the truth that he knew from the Bible, which at that time was just the Old Testament.
他从他旧约中的知识，他所认识的, 真理来传说。
For example, in Acts chapter 2, he gives some quotes from the Old Testament.
比如说在第二章,他从旧约中,他, 传述了几句话。
He talks about the prophet Joel and King David.
他引用了约珥和, 大卫王的话。
And what he was trying to say was that everything that was happening at that time was written, was prophesied.
他想要告诉大家说，在约珥跟大卫所说的那日子，其实现在所预言的，现在已经预言了。The
Holy Spirit had come.
圣灵已经来到。And
there it was ushering in a new age of followers of Christ, a new age of the same Christianity.
在这新的这一群的蒙恩的人身上已经在做工了。
And he was teaching the people to believe, to have faith.
他在教导人要相信，要有信心。
And at the end of that, just first couple of days, 120 believers became 3,000.
就在他讲完这一篇以后的几天之内, 从120个人变成了3,000人的信徒。
An amazing increase just by him speaking some truths that he knew.
就很稀奇, 就是因为他知道这些真理, 那个信徒们的人数能够增加。
Chapter 3 is the same thing.
第三章也是相似。
Chapter 3, he doesn't give quotes, but he just talks, he uses his own words.
第三章他是用他自己的话。
He talks about how God is everlasting and powerful.
他说到神是永在的神，是如何的大有能力的神。
How Jesus is the author of life.
说到主耶稣是生命的粮。
That Jesus died and God raised him up.
主耶稣死，然后神父神使他复活。
And he tells the people to have faith, to repent of their sins, and to turn to God.
他要人来, 承认自己的罪, 悔改, 愿意相信, 信靠神。
For example, if you look at chapter 3, verse 19,
比如说第三章的十九节。
Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord.
第三章十九节，所以你们当悔改归正，使你们的罪得以涂抹，这样那安舒的日子就必从主面前来到。So
Peter is being a preacher.
所以彼得变成了一个传道的人。
You could say he's an early evangelist.
他也是早期的 传福音的人。
And all he has to go on is what Jesus taught him and what he knew from the Bible.
他所依靠的就是主当初是怎么教导他, 还有再加上他自己在旧约的, 圣经的认识。
And today in the church, we need to continue this.
当然现今的教会我们也应该继续。
To stick with the truth that we know from the teaching of Jesus, which we can find in the Bible.
我们也要从真理,从, 圣经教所的教导来开始。
And as a church, when we spread the gospel or when we evangelize, it's not just to say nice things.
当然我们传福音的时候,我们不是光只说好的事情。
It's not just to make people feel good with stories or watering it down or something like that.
我们不应该只是, 让人觉得安逸, 让人把这个圣经,
But it's talking about the truth from the Bible.
而是实实在在是照着圣经的真理来教导。
The truth about sin.
罪的真实性。
About our own shortcomings.
我们的不足的地方。
About the mercy and grace of God.
我们讲到神的恩典与怜悯。
And how we get salvation through His Son, Jesus Christ.
我们如何从因的主耶稣而得到了救赎。
So as Christians, as a church, it's very important to know and be familiar with the Bible.
所以成为一个基督徒是对圣经的认识是非常重要。
But also to remember your own spiritual history.
当然也要记得你自己在得救的这些经历。
For those of you who are believers,
在座的基督徒们，
why did you become a Christian?
你是如何成为一个基督徒的？
Try to think back to why your family decided to be committed to a church.
能不能想想你的家或者是你个人是如何愿意成为一个基督徒的过
去？ Why did this church start about 20 years ago? Why did
为什么这个教会在20年前会成立？
I remember I was talking or just listening to Pastor King when he came to Zambia with us.
我记得金弟兄在赞比亚跟我们在一起的时候说的话。
And we were teaching those pastoral students.
我们对那些神学学生的教导。
And Pastor King talked about how he decided to become a pastor and how God showed him, God showed Pastor King that he needed to become a pastor.
金弟兄讲论到他如何成为一个牧者的经历。
And personally, I learned a lot from that, and I was very motivated. I was very inspired.
我自己得到了很深的造就跟感动。
So I encourage you, as a church and as believers, that sometimes when you feel discouraged, to remember or think back to your beginnings.
所以有的时候，如果当你觉得软弱，当你觉得很失望的时候，或许你要回想一下你当初是如何成为一个信徒。
On one of Paul's epistles, it says, think back to and not forget your first love.
所以保罗也提醒我们不要忘记那起初的爱。
Oh, excuse me, that's in Revelation. Revelation says, think back to your first love.
对不起，那是在启示录说到的，不要忘记你起初的爱。
So I encourage you, think back to your own history. What made you fall in love with Jesus Christ?
所以想想你当初是如何与主相遇。
What was it that made you feel the love of God?
到底是为了什么你感觉到主的爱？
What were those truths from the Bible that really touched you, that really convicted you?
到底在圣经中所讲到的真理真理的时候是哪一点触摸到你的心里？
And today as a church, we need to look back and remember those things.
所以今天我们讲到教会的时候，对我们来说，我们需要回顾我们当初的光景。
Okay, the next point.
下一点。
Rely on the Holy Spirit for guidance and for boldness.
我们要靠着圣灵来决定我们。成为我们的行动。
So we saw in chapter 4 and, that they were gathered together. It's a fellowship.
我们在第四章看到信徒们都聚在一起。
We saw in chapter 3 that Peter was speaking very eloquently even though he was not educated.
我们在第三章看到彼得讲的话合宜虽然他没有受过正式的教育训练。
So let's go backwards a little more and we'll see that this all was possible because of the Holy Spirit.
我们看到了对这些可能的事情是因为有圣灵的浇灌。
The Holy Spirit, if we look at chapter 2, the beginning of chapter 2,
在第二章的一开始讲到圣灵。
Chapter 2, verse 4, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in tongues as the Spirit enabled them.
第二章的第四节，他们都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
So that day, the Holy Spirit came down to earth and filled them.
所以在那一日，圣灵降下，充满了每一个门徒。
And many times we refer to that as the day of Pentecost.
所以我们就说到那一日就是我们所谓的五旬节。
And from here on, the disciples and the apostles rely on the Holy Spirit.
从那一天起，所有的信徒跟使徒们都靠着圣灵。
And in the book of Acts, it does use this phrase, they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
在使徒行传里头说到，常常提到说他们被圣灵的充满。
Because before that, in other parts of the Bible, It doesn't really talk about that.
其他的在那个以前，其他的圣经章节章，并不常常提到圣灵。
But this was all part of God's plan that the Spirit would come.
可是这都是神的计划中圣灵会来。
Jesus talks about it in the book of John.
主耶稣在约翰福音也提过。
Jesus says how when he leaves, then the Counselor or the Comforter will come.
主耶稣在约翰福音说到，当他离开以后，保惠师会再来。
And it would not come until or unless Jesus left.
他不会来，除非我走。
And that's the Holy Spirit.
那就是圣灵。
And many times you might think that, I wish God would speak to me.
我很多时候我常常会想说我希望我但愿神能够对我说话
Oh, in the Old Testament, Samuel had it good because God went, Samuel, Samuel, and just talked to him.
在旧约里头撒母耳有的经验因为神叫他撒母耳撒母耳
Or Moses and God, they had a conversation.
或者是跟摩西他们有交通
Like, I wish I was like that.
我真希望我能够像他们一样
Okay, but they probably wish that they...were like us today who had the Holy Spirit.
可是他们也可能愿意他们像我们今天一样我们有圣灵与我们同
在。Of course, let me be clear, the Holy Spirit was always there. It's part of the Trinity.
让我讲得明白一点其实圣灵是神的一部分它是三位一体神的中间一位。
So even from the beginning of creation, yes, the Holy Spirit, God, the Father, and Jesus, they were all there.
从起初父子灵其实是三位一体的。
But here in Acts marks a very special occasion that now Jesus is gone and now the Holy Spirit is here.
可是，在使徒行传讲得非常清楚，主耶稣升天，所以圣灵降临。
And this was 2,000 years ago, but it's the same Spirit that's here today.
虽然是2,000年前所写下来的话，今天依然如此。
And it's the same Holy Spirit that is in China.
同样的一个灵在中国
That is with the believers we met in Zambia.
同样的一个灵在赞比亚我们所遇到的信徒们
And it unites us together and it unites the church together.
让我们能够合而为一让所有的信徒们都合而为一
So let's see what it could do. What could the Spirit do?
我们来看看圣灵到底在我们身上做些什么
Well, we already saw that Peter became so eloquent even though he was justAn uneducated fisherman, right?
在彼得身上，我们已经看到他虽然只是一个没有受过很好教育的渔夫，可是他能够说合一的话。
And in Acts, it said it gave him great boldness.
在使徒行传也说到，让他能够大胆地说神的话。
For example, in Acts chapter 4, Peter and John they were doing some miracles, and then they were captured.
比如说在第四章他们在行神迹在说传说神的话的时候他们却被逮捕了
They were already being persecuted
他们已经预备要被迫害
Many of the early believers and a lot recorded in Acts were killed
在使徒行传也提到许多的早期的使徒们都被
They were put in prison
或是被杀或者是被关
And if you remember when JesusWhen Jesus was captured and when Jesus was crucified, these believers were very scared.
如果你还记得的话，当主当初他被抓、被审判的时候，这些门徒其实是很害怕。
They were the opposite of this. They were not bold. They were not courageous.
他们都在那个时候非常胆怯。
But after seeing Jesus rise from the dead,And having the Holy Spirit come down, it gave them this new life, this new power.
可是在主复活以后，升天以后，圣灵降临以后，他们像不同的人。
And again, it's the same Holy Spirit that's here now, today.
同样的灵，过去如此，现在也是一样。
Have you ever felt trouble?
你有没有遇见过困难？
Or you're talking to someone about Jesus and you're just...Don't know what to say, you're so nervous.
或者是你碰到人要跟他们谈耶稣，你不知道该如何提起。
And then maybe, oh God, just give me strength.
或者是
And then it works out.
或者是你跟神说，神啊，给我勇气，就发生了。
That's the power of the Holy Spirit.
那就是圣灵的工作。
I remember just another example from Zambia.
我还记得在赞比亚的另外一个例子。
There was a complication because Pastor King did not get.A yellow fever immunization shot.
在那个时候，我们遇到了一个难处，就是金弟兄没有 打那个热黄病的疫苗针。
And when David, Pastor David and I left, they checked it. We're like, uh-oh, they're going to check Pastor King later.
所以他们，我们走的时候，他们就要来检查，金弟兄有没有受到疫苗。
So we were worried if he would ever actually get here.
所以我们就很担心他到底能不能成行。
But we prayed about it with David and with the students that were there.
我们为这个事情祷告，在我们彼此还有在那边的学生一起为这个事情祷告。
And we got this peace about it.
可是我们心里有平安。
And 4 days later, Pastor King came and he was able to get an exemption.
所以四天以后，金弟兄来到我们中间，因为他拿到了一个许可证。
And thinking back to that week, the Spirit was definitely with us every step of the way.
所以我现在回想起来，我相信圣灵在我们每一个地方都与我们同在。
We had to speak for many hours, basically the entire day for 4 days.
我们要在那个地方传说神的话四天四整天。
But we had the strength to do that.
可是我们带着能力。
We had to travel to unknown places, literally with unknown people.
我们要到不同的地方，我们不认识的地方与不认识的人。
So we're like, okay, Saturday, all right, David, you're going to this place. Michael, you're going to this place. Here, meet this brother. Okay, get in his car and then go down this weird road to this place and speak to these unknown people.
所以在比如说在星期六的时候我们各自被分派不同到不同的地方坐不同的车与不同的人相聚我们都去
And maybe you had one translator.
我们只有一个翻译的人
And everyone else just smiled at you.
每个人都是就是
you know,
对着你笑
but everything went well and no one was lost, no one got hurt, people were blessed by the message.
可是一切都成型了每个人都安全每个人都因着神的话而受到祝福、每个人都很好
It was because of the power of the Holy Spirit
因着圣灵
And I know a lot of you have experienced that
我知道在座的中间也有这样的经历
First of all, if you're convicted of your sin and you repented and turned your life around and gave it to Christ that's already the power of the Holy Spirit
如果你已经为着你的罪承认、愿意悔改愿意归入主的名下，那就是圣灵的。
And I know many of you have been in situations, overseas or on a mission trip or something like that, where the Spirit gave you power and the words to say.
我也知道在座的也有到了国外，因着借着圣灵告诉你说合一的话，这就是靠着圣灵。
Or when you're trying to witness, or when you're in a tough spot, maybe being persecuted, the Spirit gave you power.
或者是你在一个困难的环境中因着神的话而被迫害可是因着圣灵、你得到能力
So that's what the early church had to do
所以这在早期的教会就是因着圣灵而行、
Jesus had just left them
主耶稣才刚刚离开他们
They really didn't know what to do
他们实在不知道该如何行
And they just relied on the Holy Spirit
他完全的信靠圣灵
Now again, these apostles, they were very simple, uneducated,Men.
这许多的使徒都是、非常过着非常简单的生活，而且不是受过教育。
But let's think about the amazing things that they did through the power of the Holy Spirit.
可是我们看到他们做的这些奇妙的工作。
We just talked about Peter and John.
我们说到了彼得和约翰。
And we know about、the Apostle Paul. Oh, he was not an original disciple. We know about the Apostle Paul.
我们也知道保罗，他虽然不是起初的十二个门徒之一。
And the amazing suffering and persecution he went through.
我们也看到他所经历的各样的迫害。
But church history and church tradition talks a lot about some of the other apostles not mentioned in Acts.
其实在，教会起初的历史。在《使徒行传》没有提到，也有许多当初那些门徒的经历。
For example, the disciple Thomas.
比如说多马。
He's known as the patron saint of India because he traveled to India to preach the word all the way to India.
多马到了印度，在那边成立了教会。
So that, I guess that would be as far east as people knew at that time.
我想那个时候那是他们想到最远东的地方。
Although of course China was there, we knew China.
当然我们知道中国。
Okay, how about James?
那雅各呢？
He's known as the patron saint of Spain. He went all the way west.
雅各到西边，到了西班牙。
Philip preached in Samaria and Syria.
腓力到撒玛利亚，到叙利亚。
Andrew, he went north into where's Russia and Ukraine now.
安德烈到了苏联和乌克兰。
And they all gave up their lives, the time in their lives, and literally their own lives, because they died, for spreading the gospel far and wide.
他们这些使徒们为了传讲神的话，走了又远又广的地方，而献上了他们的生命。
And they did this through the power of the Holy Spirit.
他们为着因为神的能力与他们同在。
So today, as a church, we can and should still rely on this power.
所以今天我们教会也应该可以靠着圣灵而行。
When we pray and when we meditate on the Word,
当我们祷告，当我们默想神的话。
God has given us the Spirit to open our eyes and to touch our hearts.
神给了他，把他的灵给我们，让我们能够开我们的心眼，能够得着他的话。
How to live for Him and how to understand His Word.
如何为他而活，如何能够明白他的旨意。
Okay, so the first point was have fellowship, meet together.
所以第一点我想强调的就是要彼此相交。
The second one was know your Bible and know your spiritual history.
知道认识圣经，知道这些历史。
The third is rely on the Holy Spirit.
我们要依靠圣灵。
And the fourth one is really the ultimate reason, the ultimate motivation.
第四点就是我们要有一个好，要有一个对的原动力。
And that is our lives should be like, or we should live like, we just saw Jesus, and that He's coming back soon.
我们应该要活在一个生活中，就是主随时会来。
Okay, again, let's think about these believers here in Acts.
那我们再回到《使徒行传》，想想这些信徒们。
The book of Acts, you might not know, but some of you might know, Luke and Acts were written by the same person.
可能在座的有些知道，有些不知道，《使徒行传》跟《路加福音》都是由路加写的。
In fact, if you have time someday, I encourage you to read Luke and then skip John and go right into Acts.
如果你有时间，我鼓励你，先念了《路加福音》，直接来继续念《
使徒行传》。That's like a two-part story.
看起来就像上下两本书。
And as believers today, as Christians, you shouldn't just read Luke's and you shouldn't just read Acts, you should read Luke and Acts.
但愿你不要光只念路加或只念使徒行传，希望能够两本书一块念。
So what just happened at the end of Luke?
在路加福音的结尾的地方。
Well, of course, it's about Jesus' life.
当然是关于主的生命、
And his death.
他的死。
And in the end, it does talk about him coming back, his resurrection.
他在最后也讲到他的复活。
And the famous story is that road to Emmaus, when there were some followers walking on that road.
最有名的故事就是在以马忤斯的路上。
That's in the end of Luke, and it talks about how Jesus met them and started talking to them.
但是在路加福音最后面的时候，主耶稣如何在以马忤斯的路上遇到几个门徒。
And the believers, after Jesus left, oh, they realized it was Jesus. Like, oh, didn't you feel it? Our hearts were burning when he was talking to us.
当他们发现他们讲的对象是主耶稣的时候，他们才发现他们的心是如何的火热。
So it's very important that Jesus lived and that he died.
所以很重要的是主耶稣活，主耶稣死。
And of course that he had his resurrection and came back to life.
也更重要的是他复活，他也来到我们中间。
But let's not forget that after he rose from the dead, he was around for a period of time.
不要忘记他复活以后也在群众中间 有那么几天。
And he talked with the disciples.
他与门徒说话。
And he gave them this charge. He gave them this mission.
他把这个使命，把这个任务交给了他们。
To go spread the gospel.
去到各国传讲福音。
Everywhere.
每一个地方。
To make disciples of people.
做使万民作为他我们的门，
作为他的门徒 ，to baptize believers，
去与他们受浸。
And then Jesus ascended to heaven.
然后主升天。
And we know that we just talked about it. When he left, then the Spirit could come.
我们刚刚也提到他走了以后，圣灵就降临。
Let me read a quote. This is from someone named S. Lewis Johnson.
我想讲一段。S. Lewis Johnson 所讲的话。
He was a professor and PhD
from Dallas Theological Seminary.
他是在达勒斯神学院的一个教授。
So of course, Pastor David loves him.
当然，大卫弟兄爱他。
Because David went there. Okay, so I'll just read two quotes. The first one is about when the Holy Spirit came.
第一段是讲到圣灵的降临。
In other words, it is the Lord Jesus Himself who gives the Holy Spirit, and therefore makes possible the work of the apostles and of the people of God through this age.
所以换句话说，主耶稣他自己给了我们圣灵，所以能够让使徒们在各样的在各样的工作上能够有效。
And another quote is about Jesus ascending to heaven, his ascension.
另外一段是讲到主的升天。
Which we see at the beginning of Acts in chapter 1.
我们在使徒行传的第一章就看到。
And we recognize, and Mr. Johnson here, he's talking about how this is a very important event also.
在这边Johnson 也说到这是非常重要的一件事情。
Okay, so he says, first, it confirms the destination of the risen Christ.
第一，他确定了我们主升天的地方。
Because Jesus said over and over again, I'm going to the Father. And this confirms that.
因为主曾经跟我们说过，他一次又一次的说，我要到父的那里去，在这边就确定了他所去的地方。
And he, so Jesus, he is at the right hand of the Father.
主他现在坐在神的右手边。
And secondly, it affirms the presence of a man in heaven.
他也第二点也确定了一个人子在天上的去处。
Because we know Jesus was God, but he came to earth as a human.
我们知道耶稣他是神，可是他道成肉身来到地上。
And if Jesus went up to heaven, that means people can go to heaven.
如果基督能够到天，我们人也可以到天。
Which is great because I know that as Christians we want to be there in eternity one day.
我知道对我来说，我也很有把握。我们有一天，我们信徒那是我们该去的地方。
And just continuing with the quote, that was the goal of the incarnation. That was the goal of the whole plan of God. It is the plan by which men are to be saved through a representative mediator. So that's Jesus.
所以第三点就是，那就是我们人将来我们要去的地方，也是我们确据我们该去的，因为借着神，借着基督，我们能够到的地方。
So think 2,000 years ago.
所以想想两千年前。
Okay, you are one of the disciples.
你好像其中的一个门徒。
Okay, you saw Jesus live and you hung out with him.
你跟随着主耶稣，你看到他在地上的生活。
You saw him die, and you were really scared.
你看到他死，你非常的害怕。
Okay, and then you saw him come back to life in the empty grave, and maybe you're really confused.
你看到他又再复活，你看到那空的坟墓，你好像有点疑惑。
But then he appears to you and tells you to go spread his message and to go make disciples of all nations.
可是他来到你的面前告诉你你要去使万国万民做他的门徒。
And then you saw him go up into heaven.
你又看到他升天。
That's amazing.
是不是很稀奇？
And that is the motivation of these early believers.
那就是这些早期教会这些使徒他们的原动力。
And as the church today,we need to remember that.
所以今天我们也该记住这些事情。
That as Jesus left and before he left, he gave us these instructions.
所以当主耶稣离开的时候，他给我们了这些。
To follow him, to love one another.
去跟随他，去要彼此相爱。
To preach the gospel to all nations.
要在万国之中传讲他的福音。
And to know that he's coming back soon.
更知道的是他。
Now, we always like to predict, and people like to predict, and we don't know when he's coming back again.
我们总是希望能够知道他什么时候再来，可是我们并不知道。
But as Pastor David always says, it's 2,000 years, we're 2,000 years closer than when it was said here.
可是我们大卫弟兄跟我们说过是2,000年又近了一下。
And if we look at Acts 1:11,
我们看到使徒行传第一章十一节。
So chapter 1, verse 11, Men of Galilee, they said, Why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven.
使徒行传第一章11节， 加利利人啊， 你们为什么站着望天呢？ 这离开你们被接升天的耶稣， 你们见他怎样往天上去， 他还要怎样来？
So it's to remind us that Jesus is alive.
提醒了我们， 主是复活的主。
He is in heaven and one day he's going to come back.
他现在在天， 他有一天会再来。
And it's our purpose, it's our job to make sure we were doing what he told us to do.
是我们的责任， 也是我们的工作， 来遵循他交付我们的。
So if we go back to the literal meaning of that Greek word, ekklesia.
我们再回到那个 ekklesia, 那个 希腊文,
means to be called out or called forward for some purpose.
是呼召, 为了一个目的。
And our purpose today remains unchanged. That is the ministry of Jesus Christ.
所以我们今天也没有改变,
to believe him, to obey him.
要相信耶稣, 也要遵循他的教导。
To make believers and believers into disciples as followers of Jesus Christ.
要使万国万民做他的门徒。
Let's look at our church.
让我们看看我们的教会。
Is that still the purpose?
是我们教会的一个宗旨吗?
I know that for myself, and you know, I've been here many years, but personally, sometimes I do lose that vision.
我在这个教会也许多年了, 有的时候我好像觉得我 忘了那个宗旨。
I think like, oh, I'll just come here and sing songs and then we'll have some program.
我习惯了来这边就是唱歌, 有一个, 有一个程序。
And then we eat lunch, and then we go play ping pong.
然后我们吃饭, 然后我们打乒乓球。
Yeah, which is fun, that's good.
我们就是好玩。
But sometimes I lose the vision, or I forget that that main purpose is when Jesus died and rose again, and when he went to heaven, to call us to do these things.
我有时候就忘了, 主死而复活, 祂呼召我们, 要传讲祂的福音。
But the good news is I know there are still signs of that here in this church.
可是我知道, 我也看到在教会这个宗旨,
okay. New believers, new people getting baptized.
不断地有新的信徒,
I see Venus is back today, and I think of the young people in college and really fighting to hold on to their faith.
我看到Venus从大学里回来, 我看到许多, 到刚刚上大学的, 孩子们, 他们为了他们的信仰来挣扎。
People going back to your homes and your families in China and in Hong Kong and in Taiwan and spreading the gospel.
许多人回到国内, 香港, 台湾, 也为了要传讲, 主的福音。
I think about the ministry that we have to seniors and to the elderly during the week.
我也知道在周间有对, 年长的传福音。
I think about the Christmas child operation that we did with the boxes and packing all those gifts that we're going to send away overseas.
我也看到了我们在圣诞节所准备的一些鞋盒子的礼物, 为了要, 给那些偏远地方贫穷的孩子们的一个礼物。
So I want to give you good news and encouragement. I think these things, they're still going on here in this church, and I think that's one reason why so many of you are here today.
我想我们可以彼此激励, 这些主的教导, 今天依然在这教会, 存着, 所以,
And as a church, we always want to think, are we honoring God? Are we bringing glory to God in what we do?
在教会中我们要常常提醒自己, 我们有归荣耀与神吗?
And I know many of you are.
我知道在座的每一位, 很,
and
许多有,
I praise God for that.
我们感谢主,
and I want to encourage you to keep doing that because it's the right thing to do. You have the power of the Holy Spirit and Jesus is coming back soon.
我们要彼此的激励, 我们要继续的, 为这个福音方面要继续的行, 因为这是神所托付我们的。
Lastly, I know some of you might not be believers yet.
我知道在座的也可能有还不是成为, 还不是信徒。
But I want to invite you to accept Jesus into your life.
我愿意, 邀请你, 让主成为你生命的主。
That perhaps you see this church and you want to be a part of this ecclesia.
所以当你看到这教会, 或许能够激励你, 愿意成为这, 教会中的一份子。
You want to be a part of these goals that we have, this vision, to be a part of this purpose.
你愿意成为这教会中的一份子。
And just like Peter said in Acts, repent, come to the Lord, trust in Him, and you'll have forgiveness.
就像彼得在使徒行传说的，你认罪悔改。接受相信主，你就可以成为这教会的一份子。
So if you are not a believer, but you're interested in that, I encourage you to talk to the friend or family member who brought you, talk to Pastor King or Pastor David or to me.
如果你有这样的意愿，你有疑问，你可以与弟兄姐妹，或者是大卫弟兄、金弟兄、Michael 弟兄，询问你的问题。
And it is my hope that this church will continue to grow in this mission of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我真是盼望这个教会为了这个主所托付我们的福音的大使命能够继续往前。
Okay, let's pray together.
让我们祷告。
Lord, thank you for just allowing us to see what the early church was like.
主感谢你让我们看到初期教会的光景。
Lord, I pray that we would learn from it and see. That we can still do all those things.
主，我们向你求，我们可以从他们的身上学到，我们该如何行。
Knowing that the power comes through your resurrection.
我们知道能力是从复活的主来。
And through the spirit that you gave us, that's here right now.
是，也是从你所赐给我们的圣灵而来。
And Lord, looking forward to the day when you return.
我们真是盼望你来的日子快来。
I do thank you for all the new believers.
我们感谢新蒙恩的弟兄姐妹。
The new brothers and sisters that were baptized.
新蒙恩的弟兄姐妹相信归入你的名下。
And I do pray for those who do not yet know you.
我也为了那些还不认识你的向你求。
Lord, that you move in their hearts and that they could be a part of this ministry as well.
求你亲自的来感动他们的心，让他们也愿意相信，接受你。
Lord, so we lift all this up to you, and we pray in Jesus' name.
所以主，我们把一切的都交在你的手中，感谢主，这样祷告祈求是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.